But let's face it, every life is filled with incredible challenges. And the way you handle them, you want to know how to develop it? Is you take it one choice at a time. One choice at a time. There isn't just like this great big, huge, big thing that says, just do this meditation 4 times a day. Baloney. I'm sorry, that is useless. It's useless, except as a form of developing inner strength. God, heaven, keep me on this course. Keep me on this course. Keep me on this course. Give me strength. Keep me. You work with the heavens this way, but you can't say to the heavens, and then give me self-esteem as a result of my prayers. I'm going to breathe in self-esteem. Heaven meets you halfway. All right, so heaven says, well, here, those are the rules, and you get to say, oh, yes or no. Okay, so that's how it's done, one choice at a time. Now, I said earlier that you begin by taking a look at your shadow, and you know what? Here's the chicken and the egg. It takes a lot of self to look at your own shadow, because we're so accustomed to saying, I'm not like that, I'm not. Okay. And you know what? It takes as much self-esteem to say, you know what? I am so talented that I can hardly stay in my body. I am so incredible. I am so, like, lucky and so brilliant that I really got to get off this chair and walk down the street and find something to do with myself, because I'm exploding today with brilliance and I got to go take it for a walk. Now, you think that's funny. It is funny, but you have to understand that it takes as much self-esteem to recognize what you've got to give this world as it does to recognize that you have low self-esteem. Do you realize how often you apologize for being an incredible person? Do you want to know how you develop self-esteem? Pay attention to that. Pay attention to when someone says, you look fabulous, and you say, oh, whoa. Or how oftentimes somebody says, you did a fabulous job. Or do you ever have anybody say, did you do this? That's fantastic. Oh, this. No, it was just nothing. Do you ever do that? Ever be in a situation where you wanted somebody to thank you for how hard you worked, but they didn't do that, and you sit around like one little hurt child in the corner, when in fact, you know what you should do? Not with ego, but with self-esteem, and I'll define the difference in a second. But it's okay to walk up to that person and say, you know what? I did a lot of energy here, and I put in a lot of effort. And I'm not necessarily looking for applause, but I really need to say, I did a good job and I feel good about it. And there, I have to speak up on my own behalf. And not to sort of make someone else feel bad about it, but the fact is sometimes you need to do that. And sometimes acting invisibly is a different form of self-esteem, where you can simply do what you need to do and not feel a need to leave a name tag. But when you feel that it's okay to say, you know what, I did a really good job, it's okay to say that. So I need to reverse that understanding of self-esteem, that it's not always low self-esteem, but you are all such incredible sources of talent. But has anyone ever made you look at how embarrassed you are by your own talent? Or how oftentimes you'll decline and say, oh, no, no, no. And we've got to talk about that. And it brings up a very valuable question at this point, which is, what's the difference between self-esteem and ego? Here, that question itself implies that ego is a bad thing, that ego is a negative thing. You're so egocentric. And as I said earlier, remember that developing the self is contrary to social law. It's contrary to the way we organize ourselves as a society. The social politic demands that the self not be developed too far beyond parameters to maintain social structure. And to some extent, that makes perfect sense. And to take that one step further, just for historic reasons for a second, the ego development in people was always repressed, educational-wise, religious-wise, always, because it was recognized that the thinking, educated being could ask questions, and from questions came change. And from an active, educated mind came ability, which, by the way, is why understanding self-esteem today within contemporary Western spiritual culture that all of you are a part of is so crucial, because you're asking questions that you've never been allowed to ask before. We've reached a point in our spiritual evolution where we can pursue questions that demand a very different empowered self. You can't handle the answers to certain questions in the invocation of heaven unless your sense of self can stand on its own two feet. Now, in order to control the tribe historically and the social structure and in present day, the individual ego oftentimes risked a thrashing. And still today, if you look at countries, and it'll probably be for many, many, many years to come, if you look at countries where it is in their best political interest to repress the emergence of freedom, anybody who surfaces with an ego, like Tiananmen Square and that young man in front of the tank,